Because the emes by the first man of Sarum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael that they're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael after 400 years. But then there's another 40 years in the Midbar. So 439, Kisavai, and then they go into Eretz Yisrael. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, V'hoya Kisavai, Zok the Rechaim, V'hoya is Lashon Simcha. He says, because Be'emes, it's coming to teach you that the Iker Simcha is in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. A person has to know that the Iker Simcha, where a person could shtag, is in Eretz Yisrael. And there's a few places where they talk about this idea that V'hoya is Lashon Simcha. We had Be'emes, I forgot, a few weeks ago, I think in Ekev, V'hoyim Shechoyach Tishkach Es Hashem Alikecha. There's a pshat from the Adma Mirjin. V'hoya im shachoyach, if you're going to forget, v'hoya simcha. V'hoya im shachoyach, if you're going to forget to be b'simcha. So tishkach es Hashem aleikecha. It's not going to work. The ikar is, the ifdu was Hashem tataka should be b'simcha. And every inyun of avoid es Hashem, sayim imen atoyer, sayim ki emitzvah, has to be taka this b'chin of v'hoya. But if it's in Eretz Yisrael, and for people that came to learn in Eretz Yisrael, then avad, it's a bechina, you have the emes, it's nocha shtikul arachayim, later on in the parsha. It says later on in the parsha, v'samachto b'chol atoiv. So the arachayim over there, it's a famous memra from the arachayim. Someone made it into a song. Oh, but it's an arachayim. V'samachto b'chol atoiv, ein toiv el atoira, shim hoyu b'nei odem margishim, v'mesikus v'arevus tuv hatoira, hoyu mishtagim achareo, v'lo yichoshev b'neiem oli oilem kesev azov l'me'umo, Ki atoyra kailelus kol atoyv is sheva oilam. That's the bezundera v'samachta b'chol atoyv. And a person has to know that the emes kipshuta, when you open up a gemara and you break through a shvera toysvis, whether you matzliach or you weren't matzliach to figure out shana toysvis, there's be'emes a gevaldik a simcha. The omel alein is a gevaldik a simcha. A person has to know sometimes if he's not margish it, as ken zayin, because if you put a sweet, like honey kind of a candy into your mouth, but beforehand you put something bitter, something very bitter, something very anti that, so you're not going to be able to be margish the mesikus. And the mushal is mufan ayelav. A person has to know if he wants to be toyin from the tuv mesikus atoira, it has to be that he shouldn't be machnis things that are fakert from that. It's not shayich one without the other. Yeah, the parsha starts with the parsha of Bikurim. There's a lot of choshev yisoidus in Bikurim. About the one yisoid of Bikurim is emuna. What's the nekuda of emuna? A person planted, you know, he thinks he was oider, he was poil, he was oireya, he was choyrish, he was koitzer. The ganze zeit, he thinks he did. Bemes, it's minei bei meduik in the pasuk. A lot of other places it says v'hoi ki yiviyacha Hashem alikecha. Over here we're talking to the yid who's holding v'hoi ki savoy. He thinks he came. It's him. He did it. Everything he did. So the erste nekuda avada. The Ershta Limud is the Emuna, that you take the first pre and you madrish the Nakud of Emuna. But there's another Nakud over here also, not just Emuna, the Svarim talk about it, that Be'emes, the Gevaldike Chavivus that you have to the first pre, Be'etzim is only to the Bailim. The Medrash describes how he sees Te'ena Shebichro, he puts a Gemi, and he wants to bring it down for Bikurim. Why does he give that one to the Kohen? To the Kohen, it doesn't make a difference. To you, the Bailim, that first one has that Pesundra Chavivus. When you're giving it over to the Bailim, when you're going to give it over to the Kohen, he's not going to have that from you anyways. That's not going to the Ibu. That Maila, that Kishmak, that Pesundra Shuka and Chavivus that a person has to the Rishoina, the Kohen is not going to have that anyways. So there's a lot of different, their hairs, Vashteto. But one shot I saw, and they tie it into Yonah the Yoima, Gzeris Melech, Mefrektish Kinshagas, Kach Gozra Kosov, Azoy Tukman. It's Omehi Goyim. That's some idea of bringing, but that the first, which was the Chavivus to you, and to the Koin Saiviv, you know, it's getting far past. Gzeris Melech. So the Emes is, we're holding already with Tkiya Shofar, it's a minig of Tkiya Shofar, but the Emes we have already the Musaq of Tkiya Shofar, the Zemarit HaGezach, everyone knows, there's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says that the Inyan of Shofar is Uri Yishayim Mishinaschem. But when people are not oimed on yet, maybe they are, maybe you have to read this door. It's not a Rambam in Hilchas Shofar. It's a Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. In Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam brings this idea that the shofar is an inyan of the oiras of Uri Yishei Mishinas. But more than that, the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva writes, Aval pishe mitzvah shofar gzeiras melechu, remez yesh bedobar Uri Yishei Mishinas. That says, in Hilchos Shofar, he bechlal doesn't write a tam. Because it's not, it's gzeiras melech. It's famous from innocence. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Lo matoikin b'shoifer b'Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara eventually says a hezbro, for the Akedah, over the first retort of the Gemara is, Lo matoikin, rachmol o'ratiku, gzeiras melech. And even in Hilchos Teshuva, when the Rambam finally is saying a tam, it's with a preface, Af al pi she mitzvah shoifer gzeiras melech. Then as the Sfarim explained that there's a tifkat of it, that the etzem, the shoifer, is ma'or din, it's not ma'or rachim. Over the Gevaltik Rachim that comes, that Klal Yisrael is Muchon, on a Yoim HaDin, to be Tekei HaShoifer, which is Ma'or HaDin, that's Ma'or HaDinidus Rachim, how much Klal Yisrael is willing to do Gzeres Melech. That's the mitzvah, it's the mitzvah Sayoim, it's Ma'or HaDin, that's the key of Gzeres Melech. Duchsach, that same idea over here, you have by the Bikurim. There's a Gemara Baba Kama, that Tzadi Beis, the Gemara says, there's a whole regime over there of memories that people say that the Gemara looks for a makar. One of them is Basar Aniya Azla Aniyusa. Poverty that goes after the poor. Somehow the rich steps up with the rich, that's the other half of it. But the Gemara says, Basar Aniya Azla Aniyusa. Zok the Gemara Baba Kama, where's the makar for this concept? Zok the Gemara, the Tnan, the Mishnah Bikurim. Ashir meviim bikurim bekalsa shel zov kesef vaniim besalim nitzorim shel arova klufa vabikurim noisim lekehanim. And Rashi runs up over there, the Ashirim would come bring the bikurim with fancy kalim of kesef and zov, and they would return the kalim to the bialim, the coin with the bialim would get it back, and the Oni who was bringing it with kli nitzorim, and he's bringing it with a wicker basket, and they would take the coin, would take the basket with him too. The few kopekas that he paid for the basket, the coin takes that away. So the Gemara says, Basar Aniya Azal Ani Yusuf. But there's a Meridik of Shant from Arch Gabash. He says, the Pshat is Azoy. The Eivish that made it, there's a Cheshbin. The Oni, Ken Zayn, he's embarrassed. He only has a few fruits. And even that, in the basket, he filled it up with paper and It should look mechubed. If the coin is going to slowly, one by one, take out the payers, they're going to see that there's really only a few things. It was all stuffed with stuffing, and it's going to be bizarre. And it's better that we should take the kli. But the Oshir, Shtel Tzachar, he was memala the sal of zov with the ganze hider of his payers, and taking them out slowly, and we're showing all the mechubed that he brought. And I'll be moisted that if this usher vice also only brought a few to Einim on the top and underneath his paper, they'll all zend that that's what he did. They shouldn't do that next time. But I'll confirm that's the chesh why we're mamalit. Zayzokta. There's a ganze masechta bikurim. If you want to include this, you have in the Mishnayis bikurim. The Mishnah says there's two mitzvahs by bikurim. There's havas bikurim and there's mikra bikurim. Be'etzem, in our parsha, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, the way he counts it, is the mitzvah of mikra bikurim. Havas bikurim is in Mishpatim Dosach. The Mishnah goes and says, though, in bikurim, there are some oifanim when you only have the mitzvah of hava without the mitzvah of kriya. And one of the gemois, the Mishnah says, noshim maybe the ein koyri. Noshim are only chayiv in havas bikurim. They're not chayiv in mikra bikurim. And the Mishnah says, because by the Mikra Bikurim in our parasha it says, Asher Nasatali. You're talking about the Adama, Asher Nasatali, and Noshim don't have Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So Noshim Achayiv in Mikra, in Havo, but not in Mikra. Frek the Turi Evin, the Fear Kashis. Fear Kashis. Noshim Achayiv in Havo, but not in Mikra. L'chayra, Bikurim is his man Groma. And the Etzem, the Turi Evin Red's door, he has a Larichas on him, speak out the Etzem Kashas though. There are four knaches why the mitzvah of Bikurim should be a Zman Groma. But the questions differ. The Hainu will explain Havas Bikurim, first of all, is only till Chanukah. The Mishnah says, Mishvuis ad Sukkis, maybe the Koyri. Mishvuis ad Chanukah, maybe the Einoi Koyri. And then after Chanukah, Bechlalmat. Bazoi, Bikurim is Man Groma. It's Man Groma, it's only from Shavuos till Chanukah. The Havah is only till Chanukah. Also, the Mikra is only till Sukkis. Now, Mikra, the Mishnah Grad says they are Pata from. But the Pata, because it's Exeris Akasav, Asher Nasatali. What do you have to come on to that? Tepuk Lei, there's Man Groma. What's more, there's a Mishnah in Megillah, according to one Gears in the Rif, the Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof gives a regime of many inyanim that you can only do by Yoim. And it's two Gearses, but one of the Gearses is Mikra Bikurim is only by Yoim. So that's already a third Kasha. Mikra Bikurim is a Zman Groma. Because it's only by Yoim and not by Laila. And if we may, we can say now there's a fourth kasha. Havas Bikurim also. Maybe technically the Havah could be by Laila, but since you have to do the Havah together with the Mikra, so Mimela by default, it has to be by Yoim. By Bazoi, for all of these kashas, there's an Indian that it should be an Indian of Zman Groma. It's Takap's, for under its site, it's a big arichas on the Yoim of Zman Groma. It says later, though, you should bring the Bikurim, Samta Batena, Zokta Arachayim HaKadosh, Tene. Is Gematria 60. Zokta Arachayim 60 is the amount of Masechtas that there are in Shas. A person has to know that he has to put everything into his basket. I'm not telling anyone exactly how he should say that it's Yoim, Ben Asdorim, second day of the night, say the afterwards, before Friday, Shabbos. Of a person has to have She'ifis, Avada for the Amkas of Torah, but also the Samta Batena, maybe Elul Yom Liroim to learn of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Sukkah, part of it, something. To get Musogim of the Samta Batena. A person has to know that the Gansa 60, the Gansa 10 has to be Mole. I saw, it's interesting, there's a Shach al HaTorah, he writes in Parashat Shemini, it says, Ezeh toichu mikol asher b'mayim. Kol asher yesh leh snapir v'kashkeshes. So he darshans it like this. Ezeh toichu, from Azar Rebbe you're supposed to learn, mikol asher b'mayim. From who are the person supposed to be Makabal Torah? Kol asher yesh leh snapir. Snapir, he says, is Sefer Nun Yud. That he has all 16 acceptance. Snapir, Sefer Nun Yud. That the person is learning from those all 60 Masechtas. And then he says, Kaskeses is already his Gematria 1200, which is Gematria Talmud Chochem Baal Meisim Bechol Koichem. Say to make the Cheshbon. But Snapir is Sefer Nun Yud. The person has to have a Samta Batene to work out the 60 Masechtas. Later in the parsha, you have the whole seder of the brachas and the klolas, har grizim, har evo. And there's a whole sugya of the avonim. The MS, if you look through the sugya in Soika, there was different sets of avonim. One avonim that they took from the yarding, one that they put in the yarding, the one that they wrote the shivim loshin by our hatev that they wrote the sefer Torah on it. The Avar Benel, in his pirush, he writes, what's the concept of the avonim? There was one set of avonim that he wrote the whole Torah, the shivim loshin. He says it's a mezuzah. Azoivi on a house, every single house has to have a mezuzah, which is an abridged version of the Torah of two parashiyas, Shema, Noyim, Shemaya, that you put on every door. The doorway of Eretz Yisrael also has to have a mezuzah, a grois mezuzah. The mezuzah, al petach base Eretz Yisrael, is that you write, kol ha-terukula, on avonim, a more kavuadika mezuzah. That was the bechin of this, the union of the avonim. It's a mezuzah al petach knisas Eretz Yisrael. And it says that they wrote the whole Torah Bayer Hatev. The Marsha says in Soita, Bayer Hatev, how do we know Hatev means that they want to put Shivim Lashon? Because he says Hatev is Gematria 70. How is Hatev Gematria 70? There's a special way how you do the Gematria. Some people have this style. Hey, Hey Yud Tes Beis. You go each letter. Other places also you do it. Choy. Akoponim Hey, Hey Yud Tes Beis is Gematria 70. L'maisa nechalku achroinim, if 70 l'shoinis means besides l'shon kodesh, there's another 70 or there's another 69. There's an arichas in the mefarshim on it. It's a little unfair why har grizim har evo, it's not exactly clear. A lot of times in the Torah, the Shvatim are set up differently. Interesting over here, basically the B'nai Leah and Rachel get the brach of har grizim, Shimon Levi Yisrael Yosef and Yamin. The B'nai Hashvachos, together with Reuven and Zvulun, Reuven and Zvulun, yeah, get the Harevel. What's the Indian Reuven and Zvulun get with the B'nai HaShvachas? I mean, someone has to be there, but what's the Cheshbon exactly why the Shvatim are broken into this Chalukah? This is a much larger discussion because there are so many places when the Shvatim are quoted in different surahs and different sedarim. What's the cheshbon? I saw once though an out of the box idea. The reason why the Shvatim are mechulek dafka in this oifen is because if you go through the population number of exactly each shevet, and I mean if you take 12 Shvatim and break them into two groups of six, I'll have to figure out how many options there are of doing that. But mathematically, the closest one that, based on the amount of numbers of people who are in each shevet, that would be the closest amount of people on both harem is to break it up dafka six these Shvatim against those Shvatim. That's the, I mean, someone worked it out with all the numbers. It's against the parsha. That's what the idea was. It says now a whole bunch of klolas. It's interesting. There's a Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos. There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos. There's a whole regime of Kol HaOimer Ployni Loichata Eini Alatoya. There's a whole regime of people on that list. Two blatim in Shabbos. One of them is Kol HaOimer Ruven Chata Eini Alatoya. There's a whole regime of different Muyos in Tanakh that the Gemara reads Dorch White. If you think they made a Chay Achay, that's a toys. But it says Kol HaOimer Ruven Chata Eini Alatoya. I by Ruven it says Bilbul Yitzui Ovid. It's in the Gemara explains in each one of them what thing it is. However, the Pnei Yeshua has a cheshbin exactly that there are 11. Rashi already says it from Rav Moshe Hadarshan that there are 11 orers over here, and it's connected the 11 shvatim. And except Rashi says except for connected Shimon, it didn't say an orer because it was believable the varkal if name Moisai. However, the Pnei Yeshua works out the cheshbin based on the shvatim that punk the orer of Shoichim Eishes Aviv. Kigila Kanaf Aviv, that's punk the one of Reuven. He has a cheshbon that it works out that it's one that of them gate the Kalaim Reuven Chata Ene Elatoya. The Pasuk Kaseder says, V'omer Kalaim Omein. Omein, the Sforum explained that Omein. Amen is Rosh Hatevis Kel Melech Neman. Amen is Gematria 91. So is Malach. And so is Sukkah. The Emes is Sukkah not only is a 91, it's even broken up into the two Shemais. Sukkah is the Chav Vav, that has a 26, which is Yudke Vavke. And the other Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's Nistar is Adnos, Aleph Dalet, and then the Nun and the Yud is 65. That's the other two letters of the Sukkah, Samach Hei. And this far I'm talking about Riches about the Inyan of why Sukkah is Shaykh to Amen, it's Shaykh to the two Shemais of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's an arid for a different time, but it's just fascinating that Elon is also 91. Ha'isa Sukkah Tacha. So Elon is not yet. So it's not everything is 91. You have to know when you're doing these things, you have to know what exactly is standing for the. When is it an Amen and when is it an Elon? You have to. Without listening to Inyonim. State the brachas, and Bemis is a groisa sugi here. V'halachta b'drachav, the chinuch counted as a mitzvah esim ederaisa. V'halachta b'drachav, mahu racha, mahata racha, mahu chanun. The bezundere inyan of going basa the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's yidua that there's an inyan to learn a gansira, but certainly in Elis there's a mechuba to learn the sefer Toimer Devoira from the Ramak, right? Ramoshe Kar Devoro. I think we mentioned the other week. His yahrzeit is usually this time of the year, and the Arizal. I think we mentioned this idea. The Rizal, by his hesped on the Ramak, he knew they were in Tzfas. He said, "V'chiyia be'ish chet mishpat moves v'solisa oisa el eitz." The Ramak, he says, was nifta b'loy chet. So you have a person that was nifta b'loy chet. How do you toilet that someone was nifta b'loy chet? The talisa oisa el eitz. You toilet in the eitz adas. Most coming on, you have to know that Amola could be a person's taka without chet, and you toilet oisa el eitz. That means the Sfarim explained that's when a person is chayiv misa. After you give him the skila, so he's a skaparoloi, so then he's an outchet. So the talisa oisa el eitz, that's the inyan. You tell him on the eitz, it's spelling back to the eitz of us. And then you talk a variant. But the Ramak, his whole sefer of Toimer Devoira is the etzem working out how the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachum Chanun, how each one of them can be meshach shaychi to the mesh. That's a mitzvah esed da iraisa, v'alachta bedrochav, the way the Chinuch explained. I think a lot of Rishonim learn like that. The bezundra mitzvah esed of halachta bedrochav is to work on the midas. Then it says we say yud gimel midas. Some people say in a gansiar, certainly in el and the seres mitzvah we say that yud gimel midas. So it's a big machlokes that's in the mafarshim. The Rabbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu whenever the yichayte asu al lefonai to say there, everything's going to be good. So what? You just say the words, Mishraitis, yeah, Adam, the whole Koichai, Kael, Racham, Kanan, Erech, Apayim. There's a huge machlokes Rishonim, exactly how you work out the 13. But a lot of Rishonim say, no, it's not just saying the words. It's Asula Fonai Kesedar, as that means. To learn Sefer Torah and Devarim, and figure out what Racham means, what Chanun means, what Kael, Erech, Apayim, what these things mean. And to work on those midos, that's what it means that it's going to be a kapara yudon. It's nishtam gezok deverter. But the emes, it's a big machlokes achronim. There's makoyris lekan lekan barikos. Whether it's the etzem amira of the midos, elaine is ma'oyer noyrois, or is it taka working on the midah? It's yadua b'shem b'hafla. The hafla says ma'oyer tekezach. He says we say he goes with the mahalach that etzem saying the names of the midos. So. He goes, but it's the Pesukim start, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Racham, Machanu. The MSC is Moir the Kazakh. A lot of Rishayim in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, where it says this Gemara, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that the Midos, the most Rishayim count the shame, Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei. A lot of them count both Shemos. The first Yudkei Vavkei is the first Midah. The second shame is the second Midah. And then Kel is already the third Midah, and then you have to get a little bit more... Mitzumtzum until you get to the end, but a lot of Rishonim say no, only the second shame of Yudkei Vavkei counts, and that Kemat, all the Rishonim learn that the second shame at least is a midah. But then you go to the Goyin and the Arizal, and later on they say no. The Goyin even tries. He says, how could it be Yudkei Vavkei shame avay is shame haetzer? That's not a midah. That's zicher way beyond us. That can't be. That's zicher kale is the first midah. No shayfet. Yudkei Vavkei is a midah. Yudkei Vavkei is Yudkei Vavkei. Is avay alein. So it's a gross thing, but even like the going kale is already midah. Abizokta haflo. When you open up Sefer Torah, it starts explaining racham chanan. You know, mahu racham af atachan racham mahu chanan af atachan kale mahu kale af atachan. So he says that's what we say in Kel Melech Yosef. We say kale hayreisa lanu loy mar shloish esra. From the fact that kale is one of the midos, that's a hayra to us. That it's enough to say the Shlosh Esrei Midos. Because how can you tell me that the Mechayim of Yudkei Midos, when the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Avtocha, Keshechoytim Lefonei, Asu Lefonei Keseder Azeh. And a lot of Rechmanim say it means, Asu Lefonei means, go learn of the Midos. Zok Taflo. Kale is one of the Midos. Hayrei Salamu, Loimar Shlosh Esrei. That teaches us that it certainly suffices just to say the Midos. Because Kale Yizikah, there's no Mahu Kale, Ahab Kale. Yeah, that's an Indian Bifnatsman. State weiter in Pasuk Gimel, it's still mamish right before the Teuchecha. An interesting lashon. When the son of Hashem l'roish v'loy l'zonov, l'roish is Rosh HaTevis, l'asayis v'tsoin avinu shevar shamayim, l'roish. And then the Pasuk continues, v'hayisa rak l'malo v'loy siya l'moto. As I saw once a murder to Kipshat. You have to know, everyone knows that there's Yimei Aliyah, there's Yimei Yerida, Yimei Avi, Yimei Sinai, there's ups, there's downs, like roller coaster, when you're totally flatlined, that's when the machine is saying that you're gone, that's, the person's alive, it's going like that. Amei Yovin. Life is full of bumps, ups and downs. Now, tachas, when a guy gets mamish to the spitz high, that's when it's going to start, that's when he can only go down, and then there's a person sometimes never, loyalena, but your mamish at the spitz bottom, then the only way is up. So the Pasuk is saying over here like this, Vahisa rak l'mal, you're going to be way up. Mama steigen, going high. But rak, with a miyat. Meaning not spitz, because spitz means you're only going down after that. You should always be a bechina of spitz, l'mal, rak l'mal. Always a little more to go up. V'loy tiya l'mat, and then you won't go down. But it's murder, because a few Pasukim later in the Teuchecha, when the Pasuk says, Hagera sheber kirbecha, it's saying, over there at the Teuchecha, but there's an episode of bracha there. Hashem is saying in the Teuchecha, that you're going to, the goy that sheber kirbecha, yala alecha mola mola. The guy that's going to be on top of you, he's going to be mala mala. Chacha says mala mala. Yeah, spitz mala. Say it. Okay. Only down it. Vatote reg mata mata. Zok the toy. A claw. You're going to be spitz down. Okay, but you have to realize even in that claw is already. Shavrosi betzido is the makta mafu lamata. When you lamata lamata, there's only one direction to go. The pasuk continues. Yakcha elikim b'shigoyin b'ivoroin uv'simoyin leivov. I saw a Volba talks about Simhoin Levov. He says Simhoin Levov. Rashi says Oitem Halev. Rashi brings a lashon in Laz Ushtundita Blaz. He says it means when a person is in a coma, when a person is given anesthesia, when a person is totally in ganzen verschlafen, That's Timhoin Levov. That he's totally oblivious to what's going on. In Gansan, they put him out to sleep. And it's a murder to Kazakh. You go through the Al-Khaitz. The last Al-Khaitz. The Simhoin Levov. You know, you went through the Gans Al-Khaitz, and then you're clapping at the end that maybe the Gans is Zach. So you're really thinking about what you already passed on. The Simhoin Levov. You have to know, oops, a Vekin Abyssal. It was once one of the Meir he told the Hasidim, he says, a person has to realize in Elul, a person has to realize that it's as if there's the Satan is Oymed Negdoi with a garzen, with a big axe, and he's ready to chop your head off. So one of the Hasidim says, a Chespir de Fish. So the Rebbe told him, I think your problem is because he really is Bistach La'achar Ameister, yeah? Bichinef an Amolek, Loshen Malika. You're already Nocht Ameister. A person has to know, to Chespir de that it's Ot, yeah, but rock, yeah? There's still a little bit. The Kenzich and eight again. Famous pasuk. Behemshich in the Toicha. Tachas Asher lo yavarto es Hashem alikecha besimcha v'tuv levov meiroiv kol. Say for a few pshatim in this pasuk. The kotzke pshat. The kotzke pshat is, you know, you have a yid who wasn't so good the whole year. It was Asher lo yavarto es Hashem alikecha. But at least a person, if Yitaka is, you know, in a geklapte matziv, he should at least be a little bit sabrochen about it. And Avada, I want to be mavchen between all this talk about merirus and atzvus. A person's not supposed to become depressed. It's not very namorish choyer. But a certain bitterness, a certain hisoyrus to realize that his matziv, you know, could be a little better. Zok to Kotzke, that's the pasuk saying, that's the worst teiche. Tachas ha-sholei avadatas Hashem alaykecha. And still you're besimcha v'tov leiv, yesh tarum v'tagroi s'shmeichel, everything's in ordering, everything is good. That's where the time is. At least hop on. There's a problem over here. Ashaloy avarto. Now again, not to go over there. Nistarom et ha-shmeichel, avadarom et ha-shmeichel. Not depressed, but this lakuda of also loy avarto, and also everything is good. You're in a good mood. Everything is going good. That's one lakuda. So what's a nifrim shot? We're all on a madrega that avada, we have our tchum of avodas Hashem and our shtaygna, what we want to do with ruchnis. But not everyone is Rabbi Yashiv. And therefore we have other things that interest us. Regular Joes. But the person has to at least work on this idea. And it's not easy. But kol echad lefi madrigosoi, that a person makes a pie of his life, say the Rala, say the Beis, the Gimel. You know, Bein HaStorim doesn't have to be the center of your life, you know? Take a break, it is. Where do you put the main emphasis? The problem is that's tachas ha-shaloi avarta. That's where your geshmak is. You know, you're talking of juggling a decent bainery life. You're studying, you're learning, you're also doing your other things. But at least put a process of working on that. It's not that the besimcha v'tuv levov dreitz harum bein hazmanim and bein hazdorim and bein, you know? There's also the real thing alein, the leaven alein. Nishma macht alein, nor from all the extras. There's another pshat I saw brought down from Reb Chaim Vital. He says from the Arizal, a person has to know that every mitzvah that he does is worth $1 billion. It's not shaykh, the yakrus. So the tachas shel avadat Hashem alkecha besimcha, the tviya is, a person has to know that when he does the mitzvah and he does it besimcha, we spoke at the beginning also, v'hoya, im shechoyach, it has to be done besimcha. When you do it besimcha with that hargosh, knowing how yoker, how bishmak, how expensive it is, how precious it is, meiroiv koil, as every mitzvah would be more than if you got the ganz of el, and then some. Like you had a malamati noikis that said once if he would get the ashiras of Rothschild, so he'd be richer than Rothschild, because he would also be a malamit. He gets also a pension from them. Echad Abyssal Meir, yeah? Meroiv Kol. Everything. It's a quote. The Orchis Adikim says, the schar of doing a mitzvah besimcha, he says, interesting, is pi elef from doing it without simcha. There are rais, it's a whole shmuz by itself, but there are rais. It says, schar mitzvah b'hayal malecha. I think the Orchaim talks about others for him. Schar mitzvah b'hayal malecha, but the schar that you get for doing the mitzvah besimcha, that could be by Ilmazim. The schar for the besimcha, but the besimcha could even be Das kann man stellen zu doch. So you have near the end. We know that there are 98 klolos in the Teichacha. And Be'emes, they say there's really 99, because it says there's one klola asher loik suva b'sefer hazeh. Right, the pasuk says kol chol v'chamak asher loik suva b'sefer hazeh. So I saw that in Amar the Gazach, we know that it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in a few places that a person is supposed to say Meya Brachas B'chol Yoyim, and the Meya Brachas B'chol Yoyim Be'emes is supposed to be Mezgaber on the Klolos, on the Tzadiches Klolos. But there's a fascinating word from Abzalman Sarovskin, there's a Pasuk Mo Hashem Shoyel Mi'imach Ki Im Liyira. So Chazal Darshan Al Tikri Mo Ela Meya. That Pasuk has 99 letters. But if you do Al Tikri Ma Elameya, then it comes out and has 100 letters. Not the hidden Alf. And that's why we want the brachas to be misgaber from the klolos. So really the Tzadi Ches klolos, and connected that, there is 99 letters in the pasuk to be stronger. But really there's a 99th klolo, the one that's not written. Asher Loi Kosev. The Aleph that's not written is connected to Asher Loi Kosev. And that's why the pasuk Beremez has taka the 100th ois of bracha to be mezgaber on the loy kosev of the 99th klola. The emes is the reason why it's loy kosev. It says s twice in the pasuk there. Pshat hazeh, this farm say that the 100 klolas is the etzem. There are 40 malchus. It means in oynish bezdin it's 40 malchus. But we know in shemayim is the concept of shishim pulsa denura. Gemara brings in a few places. All this farm talk about it. That in shemayim there's a certain ruchnius like a malchus. It's called pulse of the Nura, certain bolts of fire, and there's 60 of those. So 60 and 40 is 100. But we know that by the Malkus, Arboim, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says the Talmud Chacham is other, because they were moired it to 39. And the same way, the 60 goes down to 59. That's what it's only 98 close. But the Pasuk says, I'm trying to remember much Pasuk, but it says that if you're going to, let's push him. Shad as I say, because who taught us that it's not 40 and it's not 60, that it's only 39 and it's only 59? Chazal. Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, L'Rabbi Talmidei Chachamim. But if you're not going to go with the S, L'Rabbi said then Kol Choli B'Kol Matim, and you have to get two more. Chazal, it's only 98, because it went down from 40 to 39 and from 60 to 59. But if you're not going to do S, with S L'Rabbi Talmidei Chachamim, then you have to get Kol Choli B'Kol Matim. Be'ezer Hashem, we should talk about Zaycha, Tichl Shana v'Kel Leiseh, Tochl Shana v'Kel Leiseh. That's the good.